From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. military says another airport will open in Haiti by tomorrow. This will allow rescue teams to bring more help into the earthquake-stricken nation. Supplies have been backed up at the single airport open in Port-au-Prince, the capital. NPR's Jackie Northam is there, where she says relief aid is trickling in.
The U.S. took over the airport several days ago, and there were some complaints that all they were trying to do, the U.S., was put in their military people, which makes sense to help keep the distribution centers safe and that type of thing. But there have been complaints that not enough aid flights were getting in because the U.S. was putting its military flights in. So now the U.S., who are have taken over the airport, saying, fine, the priority now is to get the aid in, whether it be fuel or water or medicine or what have you. But at this point, there are many, many people who still haven't seen any relief whatsoever.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Iran has formally turned down an offer to ship much of its enriched uranium out of the country and have it reprocessed into nuclear fuel rods. Iran had originally agreed to the proposal made last year by the United States. Iran objects now because officials say the process takes too long. Instead, Iran offered a counter-proposal, suggesting an immediate swap, but the United States objected to that. Iran's decision came in a letter to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is holding what the Pentagon says are productive talks with top officials in New Delhi. Among the issues discussed, joint counterterrorism efforts, relations with Pakistan, and China's rising military might. From New Delhi, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Secretary Gates is in Delhi for 2 days of talks aimed at strengthening the defense partnership between India and Washington. A senior defense official who briefed reporters after the first round of talks says the secretary delivered this key message: the U.S. has learned from past mistakes and plans, quote, to be involved in the region for a very long time. The official added that the U.S., India, and its neighbors will need to make a collective effort to defeat the terrorism syndicate that's hubbed in the region. Gates and top Indian officials also shared concerns about China's expanding military strength, and Secretary Gates is managing to fit in a bit of sightseeing in India with a quick visit to the Taj Mahal. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Delhi.
Massachusetts voters are going to the polls to select a new senator to take the seat of the late Ted Kennedy. Democrat Martha Coakley is facing Republican Scott Brown. Polling data suggests the race is very close. One main independent candidate is Libertarian Joseph L. Kennedy, who is unrelated to the late senator. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 100 points at 10,709. The NASDAQ is up 28 points at 2316. The S&P 500 is up 11 points. This is NPR. The American Kraft Foods Company is buying the English chocolate maker Cadbury, paying more than $19 billion. Larry Miller reports from London.
After Kraft boosted its initial offer, the possibility of a hostile takeover faded, and the Cadbury board advised its shareholders to accept the Kraft bid. Kraft said the deal creates a global confectionery leader. Since being founded 186 years ago, Cadbury has been the English candy company, but it's also seen as far more than a chocolate maker. It has a history of good employee relations, and it remains a successful company. Kraft says it will respect Cadbury's brands, heritage, and people, yet there's apprehension that in the hands of an American conglomerate, its character and taste will change, and that UK production will go elsewhere. One immediate result of the Kraft takeover is that a Cadbury production facility earmarked for closure will now remain open. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Internet company Google has delayed the launch of its mobile phone in China. Google hasn't officially said why, but the company and the Chinese government are at odds over China's internet censorship practices and recent episodes of email hacking into Google accounts. Reports from Nigeria say there has been more fighting between Christians and Muslims in the central part of the country. At least 27 people are dead in the city of Jos, and the military has imposed a curfew. Fighting began over the weekend when a Catholic church was burned and rioters attacked passersby. More than 8 years ago, fighting between Christians and Muslims in the same area left more than 1,000 people dead. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.